Well, it is to get people with disabilities to be part of our society, and that's very personal to me because it's my son. And I don't want him to be marginalised. I want him to feel like he's part of our community and part of our society. And I also want society to see that people with disabilities, intellectual disabilities, have got a lot to offer.
Feel good, energetic, or anything like that. Or happy, or... yeah.
Making friendships with other people working here with me. Be up there to get a job, to get paid for.
Just making me happy and opinions.
Yep, we're all equal and we love each other as friends and whānau.
And it started just with a coffee cart and three guys that were disabled and trying something out, and then meeting up with Alison and teaming up as the co-founders of the actual trust. That's when the trust was born, and looking for support so that we could create this dream.
Yeah, we've got regular customers that keep coming back and they just really love what they do. They come to our Friday night hangi drive-through, or come to shop in our vegetable shop, and they just love the environment that's here, and so we keep seeing them coming back time and time again and telling their friends about us.
It means a lot to a lot of us, and it's just like, just love working, love being here, love everything.
Oh, just the family vibe. We're all whānau, we all get along like a house on fire, that everyone and anyone is helping each other, and the mahi is good.
Sometimes I go to the kitchen sometimes, and you know, I'm out there doing the VGs and doing the boxes.
My experience as a parent was that my son, although he was well supported through school, when he left school there was nothing for him. It was impossible to get him employment. I know how important work is to people. It creates meaning. And when you have meaning, everything's better.
It's about getting people employed, doing awesome mahi in the community. So that's our number one priority, is taking typically unemployed people with disabilities who may have struggled to find work in the past and creating something meaningful that they can do that adds value in society.
Oh yeah, he didn't think it would be possible to have such a cool job.
No one would employ me, no one take the time to help, you know. I've done everything. I'd train, come up really up the world now in this place because I'm a sous chef.
Because some of the interns here have had experiences where if they have worked somewhere, they've always been put in the doing the dishes. They've never been given the opportunity to go beyond that.
It's one of a kind, and all the parents and support workers of the people that we employ have all said that same thing. They've said there's nothing else like this out there, and it's something that society needs more of.
Oh, I love the joint, eh? It's a friendly place. Whānau is really great. Moral is really good on here. All everyone's happy. We're working hard out.
Yuppie, and excited to do it.
I like the environment, the people that I work with.
Sometimes when I think about it, it brings a tear to my eye when I think about individuals, you know, where they've come from and where they are now.
It's quite emotional. Yeah, because you get to know individuals really well. And to see where I've seen them start from and where they are now, and also see their potential for where they're going to go, is it's amazing.